Hey, this is Jay Thomas, and I'm broadcasting once again from Wow Women of Wrestling, and I am here with Odie the referee. I've never talked to a referee about wrestling. I think this is a very cool perspective.
Nice to meet you, Jay. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. So what is that like, being in the ring with all these superheroes?
Well, you know, we kind of try to keep everybody safe. We try to enforce the rules as best we can, and we try to be as unbiased as possible.
Kind of a thankless job, isn't it?
It can be, but it's not really a job that requires thanks. You know, we get such great opportunities to travel and be involved in such great wrestling companies that no thanks are needed.
So you're in there with, let's say, the Beast. How do you control the Beast?
Well, there's not a whole lot of control that you can have with the Beast. But the one thing that I have in my favor is that all of these superheroes, all of these wrestlers that I encounter and work with, they all know that the rules are the rules and I'm there to enforce them. And they know that if they go too far, the match is going to be done. So if they really want to win, they got to play by my rules.
Have you ever had a count out or a DQ happen and had to pay the price for it?
Once or twice, maybe a long time ago. Not here so far yet. Hopefully we won't have to deal with that anytime soon.
So have you been a referee for a while?
I've been refereeing for about 5 years now.
Okay. So do you kind of ref all over the place, not just for a while?
Yeah, I'm a career ref. I've been pursuing this career up and down the West Coast, and then I'm actually trying to expand east right now.
Have you been a fan of wrestling for a long time?
I started watching wrestling when I was about 10, which is kind of, you know, yeah, the usual. I started watching in, like, late 99, and then, you know, just kind of always was interested in it. I stopped for a little while and then got back in again probably about 10 years ago now.
Yeah, that's kind of when it picked up again. So you got in right when it was super hot. See, I've been watching it for a while, and I started when I was about, I think, 8 or 9. So that seems to be the age when it gets a lot of people.
Yeah, it seems to really take people right in that, you know, like, just getting out of elementary school age, and then people either stay with it once they get out of middle school, or they're just, like, done with it, you know? But then we've been seeing a lot of people in the last couple of years that, you know, left for a long time, and then they've kind of come back within the last few years.
So what made you take the turn to referee?
I actually fell into refereeing by complete coincidence. I had a friend that was wrestling on a show, and he invited me to it, and when I went, there was no referee. The wrestlers were just trading the referee shirt back and forth after their matches, and I went up to the promoter and I was like, hey, do you want somebody to just be the referee? And you know, he was being a little sarcastic, and he was like, all right, let's see what this kid can do kind of thing, and he threw the shirt at me right on the spot and was like, go do it. Been a theater major my whole life, so I was like, all right, give me a stage, why not? I really found the love of it while I was in there with them, and then I was fortunate enough that a more experienced referee found me there and invited me to a proper school for real training, and I did that. And
so there's referee training just like there's training to be a wrestler?
Not really, actually. Everybody that is a referee has been trained how to wrestle, because the majority of us actually didn't have another referee to train us how to do it. I had other referees that were in my area that would come in occasionally, would just kind of like be there for a night or something like that, and then, you know, like give me little pointers or something like that. The wrestling trainers are usually a little too focused on, like, the wrestlers,
right,
which they should be the wrestlers.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess you would kind of have to learn the ropes, so to speak, because it's not like referees aren't known to take a spill once or twice.
Yeah, we get bumped around a little bit.
So what do you like to ref the most? Do you like singles or tag matches? Or
I'm old school. I love a just straight up and down singles match. I love two people going to head-to-head, deep rivalry, you know, just like banging it out in the ring and just seeing what they can do with each other, you know? The variations of matches are great, but I'm all about singles matches.
All right, are you looking forward to Season 2 on Access TV?
Absolutely. It's been a great experience being here all this week, and I'm excited to see, you know, what the following weeks are going to, you know, have in store for us.